Leftovers. Chirani unveils 2026 flavor of the year. Brown-Forman brings Mexico's top RTD to US. Leftovers is our look at a few of the product ideas popping up everywhere. Some are intriguing, some sound amazing, and some are the kinds of ideas we would never dream of. We can't write about everything that we get pitched, so here are some leftovers pulled from our inboxes. Chirani reveals its 2026 flavor of the year. After foraging through more than 100 options, specialty syrup manufacturer Chirani has declared its flavor of the year for 2026, Forest Pine. Every year since 2022, Chirani produces a flavor meant to predict the next big taste trend among consumers. The choice of Forest Pine for 2026 reflects growing demand for botanical flavors and nature-inspired, sensory-rich experiences. We've seen a shift in consumer interest toward botanical and foraged flavors, Andrea Ramirez, Consumer and Customer Market Insight Manager at Chirani, said in a statement. Forest Pine reflects where consumer curiosity is headed, building on the foundation laid by more familiar botanicals, such as lavender. Forest Pine blends flavors of pine, ginger, and sage with the goal of capturing the essence of the outdoors, according to a release. The flavor will be added to Chirani's Pure Made syrup lineup, which uses cane sugar and colors from natural sources. Chirani said a team of market researchers and food scientists chose the flavor after a year of researching emerging consumer and marketplace trends. Lavender has grown 34% during the past 4 years according to Data Central research cited by Chirani, pointing to growing interest for woodsy, nature-based flavors. More than half of consumers also associate foraged flavors with innovation and adventure, Data Central found, and other brands have already tried to get in on the growing buzz around botanicals. Dunkin' in July released a Blueberry Breeze refresher with juniper, while Poppy Soda launched an Alpine Blast soda in March that conjures an image of the outdoors. Although pine is typically associated with the winter season, Chirani said its flavor is meant to be enjoyed all year long. The company said it would dedicate 100% of profits from the Forest Pine syrup to 7 nonprofit organizations offering work readiness opportunities, many of them connected to the outdoors. Sarah Zimmerman, Brown-Forman brings Mexico's top RTD brand to the US. New Mix, a Mexico-based ready-to-drink cocktail brand, is launching in the US. The drink, made with El Jimador Blanco tequila, first launched in 1997 and was Mexico's first premixed tequila RTD, according to a company statement. It's produced and canned in Jalisco, Mexico, and imported by Jack Daniel's maker Brown-Forman. The US launch will include two flavors, Paloma and Cantertiro, which both feature grapefruit notes. The drinks are sold in 4-packs, with each can containing a 5% alcohol by volume ratio. In a June earnings call, Brown-Forman CEO Lawson Whiting said the launch of New Mix in the US is meant to attract the 58% of the US Hispanic population originating from Mexico. The drink will be available this fall in California, Texas, Ohio, Illinois, Nevada, Arizona, New Jersey, Colorado, and the New York metropolitan area. As the brand grows, it hopes to expand to additional markets in 2026. As Mexico's most beloved RTD, we're thrilled to import this authentic experience with US fans looking for a real taste of Mexico in every can. Mary Beth O'Mara, brand director in the US and Canada for Brown-Forman's ready-to-drink portfolio, said in the release. In Mexico, Brown-Forman's RTD brands and its Jack Daniel's banner have outperformed competitors and gained market share, according to the earnings call. The RTD business has been a point of growth for Brown-Forman even as consumers pull back on alcohol consumption. The overall RTD cocktail market was worth about $3.21 billion last year, and it is expected to grow 15.4% from 2025 to 2030, according to Grandview Research. Laurel Deppen, protein craze gets bready. Flowers Foods is bringing the protein craze to one of its most popular breads. The Georgia-based company is adding a higher protein loaf to its Nature's Own Life offering to meet growing consumer interest in foods that contain the popular ingredient. There are 22 grams of protein for every 2 slices, Flowers said. Protein has become one of the most in-demand ingredients in the US, with food and beverage companies adding it to everything from waters and bars to candy and popcorn. Demand has only intensified among consumers looking to eat healthier and those turning to GLP-1 medications for weight loss. As companies look to keep their products top of mind, particularly among consumers looking to cut back on spending due to inflation and economic uncertainty, tapping into hot trends has proven to be a shrewd move. Our continued investment in innovation is yielding powerful results as we reshape our portfolio to reflect evolving market trends, said Mark Courtney, Chief Brand Officer at Flowers Foods. Our newest products build on strong momentum from earlier this year and bring fresh, differentiated options that speak directly to today's consumers. While bread may appear rather bland on the surface, it has proven to be a popular canvas for Flowers to incorporate popular trends impacting the food space. So far this year, Nature's Own has rolled out a keto offering, and Flowers has expanded into smaller loaves for the brand as well as for Wonder. The company also debuted a better-for-you supreme sourdough under its Dave's Killer banner that is made with an authentic sourdough starter. Christopher Dewaring,